Good afternoon, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. I apologize on the lateness. We're learning Gemara Pesachim in the Talmud Bavli, and we're in the middle, well, almost at the end of the whole discussion of Chizkiyah v'Rababo. There was a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili thinks Chametz b'Pesach is muta b'hanua. There's a din of b'yura by matzah. You're not allowed to possess it. But when you want to, if you have Chametz on Pesach and you want to dispose of it, you don't, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, you can sell it to a goy. You can sell it to a goy because it's muta b'hanua. And when you sell it to the goy, so you won't be in violation of b'yura by matzah anymore. And we don't accept his opinion. We assume there was a machlokes hatanaim whether tashbisa ain't be a chametz al b'sreif ha'hash b'sasa b'chol davar. Going to Rabbi Yisrael Glili that you're allowed to sell a chametz to the goy because muta b'hanua. So he doesn't understand either way. Means you should dispose of the chametz some way or another. It doesn't have to be bisreif. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't have to be hash b'sasa b'chol davar. You sell it to a guy. Dispose of it. See to it that it shouldn't belong to it. That's what it sounds like. Because it doesn't make sense to say that something should be a chiyuv to destroy it if it's muta b'hanua. Why did Rabbi Shlom say it's muta b'hanua? There's such a malchamas. You have to remember where it is. Maybe it's Takim Sochem. I don't remember. There's a Muhammad, but he says, how do you know that a beged, there's Tzaraz Haguf, and then Tzaraz Batim, and Tzaraz Bigodim. So Tzaraz Bigodim, so the beged is Asa Bahanoh. The Gemara says, he say, Kitois Emech Dushura. It's Oymed Lisrefa, and the beged is Asa Bahanoh. So the Ramban asks, here's a whole sugi about all the things. What's asamana? What's mutabana? How did the Tanoim know that the beged hametzarua, tzaraz begodim, is asamana? So he says, if the Torah says you have to burn it, so of course it's asabana. Tein lo be'era. It says tzaraz mameris. What does it mean tzaraz mameris? Tein bo me'era. You have to destroy it. So the Ramban writes in the Mohammed somewhere. Maybe it's taki here somewhere. He says that if the Torah says you have to burn it, obviously it's asabana. The Torah wouldn't say you have to destroy something if it's mutabana. So what's with chametz b'pesach? How can Rabbi Yosef Glili maintain the chametz b'pesach is mutabana if there's a din of tashbisa? So he probably doesn't understand, not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabban. He doesn't accept, he doesn't think ein bir chametz ala b'sreif. He doesn't think hash b'sasa b'chol davar either. Tashbisa just means you should dispose of it, see to it that it should no longer be shalachem. If you sell it to the guy, mutabana, sell it to the guy, you'll be mekayim tashbisa, I think. But we don't pass like that. We assume chametz b'pesach is also b'hano. This has had a suggestion, maybe one who gets hano should be chayv koreis. So they rejected it. They said, according to Rabbi Abo, that whenever it says, lo yochel, lo soch, lo soch, lo, it includes anok. So the chumash says kikolecha machmetzes v'nichrusa. So kikolecha machmetzes v'nichrusa should include echad isra achila v'echad isra anok. So that should, so what the Gemara is asking, what's an afkamina la'aloche between Chizki and Rabbi Bo? There should have said an afkamina whether there's chorus on anok. According to Rabbi Bo, there should be chorus on anok. Kikolecha alchametz kikolecha machmetzes v'nichrusa. According to Chizki, it's only asa b'anok. The phrase achila only includes enough. It says lo ye yochel. That's only by Shema Nisko. How does it say? Soka sok shabu lo yochel as besor, right? And Chametz B'Pesach says lo ye yochel. But by Koris, it never says ye yochel. So Tosfos says that kasha is not correct. Rabbi Bo only says when it says lo yochel asochlu lo sochlu. But if it says kika loicha machmetz, it's an ichrus, that doesn't include ano. Everybody agrees that there's no Koris. If a person gets hano from chametz, even according to the chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Glili, the chametz b'pesach is also hano, but there's no koris hano. There's only koris anachim. So the Gemara couldn't really come up with two big enough gemara between Chizki and Rabbi Bo. Anyway, that was the whole Gemara. Went for two, three blocks. So the Gemara was running through all the isuri achila. Are they also hano or not? So they proved that truma is muta b'hano. Because Ma'arvin Yisrael b'truma, they prove the yayin for a nazir is muta b'hanoah. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'Yisrael b'truma. They prove that dam is muta b'hanoah. From the Mishnah in Yuma, v'nimkarim l'ganonim l'zevel. So the Gemara proved it from a pasuk. Dam is muta b'hanoah. Even Malachai is muta b'hanoah. Nevela Trefus Mutabano, that's beferish. Gin Anash is a machlekes. Shulchan Aruch says we the Rama Paskin Gin Anash is Mutabano. Chelev is Mutabano. Chelev Yasa Lachal Malacha is Mutabano. Fine. Then one of the things we skipped it yesterday, one of the things on Chav Gimel Aman Aleph, the Gemara says Bahari Chodosh. I think we spoke a little bit about Chodosh. Chodosh is the Tvua that was planted after Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer. If you planted Tvua and it's Hishrish, it took roots. If you just buried the seeds in the ground and it didn't take root yet, it takes a couple of days till it takes root. It takes 3-5 days till it takes root. So if you just planted it in the ground 10 minutes or an hour before Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer, on the first day Chalamet Pesach, so then that's going to be Chodosh. Because it didn't, whatever was Hishrish, whatever took root, whatever Chamesh is Mine Dogan, Amaniso Chodosh, yeah. So whatever was planted, or whatever, even if it was planted before Akrovas Minchas Ha'omer, but it didn't take root yet. So if it didn't take root before Minchas Ha'omer, you got to wait till next year. Till next year's Minchas Ha'omer. What do you do Bizman Hazeh? There's no Minchas Ha'omer. So the Gemara says, in Menachas, the Pasuk says, Lech, they call him a Can people hear me, or I'm on mute?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. So again, so the din of Chodesh applies Bizman Hazeh also. Whatever Tvua was planted, or it, even if it was planted before Pesach, but it didn't take root yet, it takes a few days to take root, then you have to wait till next Pesach. What does it help if you wait till next Pesach? HaKrovas Minchas Ha'omer is Matir. Today we're not Makir of any Minchas Ha'omer. So the answer is, Pasuk says, Lech b'kol b'karmel, lo sochlu, so the Gemara says it's either or. When you bring the Minchas Ha'omer, you always used to bring it in the morning on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Mishnah says in Menachos, it's not Shaykh that it should already be Chatzos. The Rama writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayos, there are time zones around the globe. So it depends Chatzos and Yerushalayim time. If you live in New York, Chatzos Yerushalayim is 7 hours earlier. If you live in California, it's 10 hours earlier than Chatzos in California. If you live to the east of Yerushalayim, you live in Bangkok, so Chatzos Yerushalayim is going to be a few hours later than Chatzos in Bangkok. So the Rambam writes on that Mishnah, when it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, we know for sure, Ein Bezna Misatzla Medova, cannot be the Bezna Gadol, who meet in the Lishkas Hagazas and the Beis Hamikdash, they're in charge of all Akrobas Kabbana Siba, the Tmidim of Mesof. It cannot be that the Bezna would be so lazy. Ain't Bezna Mesatz Madova. It wouldn't happen that they bring the Minchas Ha'omer after Chatzos. It certainly be in the morning sometime before Chatzos. So that's Bizman Shebes Megdush Hayakayam. If you know they brought Minchas Ha'omer, he called on the phone or he got an email, they brought the Minchas Ha'omer, so you can eat Chodesh all over the world. If you don't know, if you don't have an email, you don't have a telephone, you know, Bizman HaMikdash, that by Chatzos, for sure, they brought the Minchas Ha'omer, you're allowed to eat Chodesh. Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so then it says, Aretzem Hayayim Hazeh, Ad HaBiyachem, either one or the Aretzem Hayayim until Itzum Shel Yom. Itzum Shel Yom is the daytime part of the day as opposed to the nighttime part of the day. The first day Chol HaMoed Pesach starts Matzoy Yontif, nighttime. Vahiyarev Vahivoyka. All the Jewish calendar, all the days begin from Vahiyarev, then you have Vahivoyka. So Etzam Hayom Hazeh means Itzum Shel Yom, the day part day of the first day Chol HaMoed. So if you planted some Chodosh in the course of the year, you planted Chameshes Mini Dogan, and then it comes the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, and we paskan Ad Itzum Shel Yom, Ad Itzum Shel Yom. Ad v'ad bechlal, not till the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, till ad v'loy ad bechlal, not until Itzum Shel Yom comes, until Itzum Shel Yom is over. Ad etzem hayom hazeh ad v'ad bechlal, when the end of the first day Chol HaMoed is over, then you're allowed to eat Chodesh. We who live in Chutz Lord, so the Gemara said, there's a chumra of sveka diyoma. We treat it as if the first by us, the first day Chol HaMoed by us is the second day Yom Tov. So we have to wait till our first day Chol HaMoed, which is really the second day Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. Because those who live in and they observe Sfeika the Yoima, so they have to wait ad viad bichlal, ad etzem ad itzum shel yom, till the end of itzum shel yom, till the end of the first day Chol HaMoed, which really should have been the second day Yonta, but because of Sfeika the Yoima, so we have to wait to eat Chodesh till the end of what we call the first day Chol HaMoed. So that's the din. So the Gemara, but there's a Beferish and Mishnah that Chodesh is muta bahana. You're allowed to feed it to the animals. You're allowed to sell it. The customers who buy it are not allowed to eat it until after Hakrovas Menchas Oimer. And there's a discussion in the Mishnah, is it proper to sell it? It's muta bahana. It's muta bahana. But is it proper to do business with it? Someone will forget and they may forget and eat it before Hakrovas Bizman HaMikdash. They may forget needed before Minchas HaOmer was brought. So the Mishnah says, when they finished Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, the morning, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Hayo Yotzim, they would go to the marketplace where they sell fruits and vegetables, Motzim, Shukei Yerushalayim, they were selling already the Tvuah Chadosha, and the Mishnah says, Shelo Bitzon Chachamim. The Chachamim held that it's not proper. Chodesh is Muta Bana, but it's not proper to be selling the tvua before it's muta b'chidah. Somebody by mistake may forget to eat it. So the Gemara quotes Psukim because it says Ketzir Chem Shalachem Tehei. The Gemara shows that dam is muta b'ana, emanachai is muta b'ana, all the things that we know are rosa b'chidah, the beilu, treifa, chelav, gidanosh, everything is muta b'ana. So on this kasha, there's a famous Yerushalmi. If you look in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have different comments from the later Svarim. So they have, the last one usually is the Yifei Inayim, because the rabbi who wrote the Yifei Inayim, when you look at, the Yifei Inayim always gives it cross-references to Yerushalmis and to Toseftas and to Midrashim. So the story goes, he happened to be passing through Vilna when the Vilna Shas was being printed. So they asked him, the publishers of the Vilna Shas, Achma Amon Aram, they asked this rabbi, does he have anything on the Gemara that they should print? So he said, which Gemara are you printing and when is the deadline? So they said, we're printing Psochem and the deadline is this coming Friday morning. We're going to press. We're going to print it in front of us. So he says, give me until Friday morning. Today's only Tuesday afternoon. So he sat and he wrote on Psochem. Then the next week they said, we're going to print Erevin. So he said, when is the deadline? So he wrote it, mamash, on the spot. He wrote, one got the mistaken impression. This was his lifetime. He wrote this chibur. He spent a whole lifetime writing the chibur. It's not true. He happened to be in Vilna when they were printing it. This I read. They have in the biography of Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, Zechana Lebracha, wrote several volumes of biographies of Rav Kook. So Rav Kook said over this story about the Yifei Inayim. And he said he had a photographic memory. He said he was once in a village where the author of the Yifei Inayim happened to be there for Shabbos. It was a year that Chanukah had two Shabbosim. Chanukah is 8 days, so you can either have one Shabbos or two Shabbosim. So there are piyutim, and most of the shuls today, nobody says any of these piyutim. So they were in a, Rav Kook was in a shul in a kehillah, where they were going to say the piyutim, but nobody had a sitter with the piyutim. So this rabbi who wrote the Yifei Inayim said he knows it by heart, the piyut for the second Shabbos Chanukah. He knows the piyut by heart. Everybody should pay attention and say after him. He's going to say it. He had a photographic memory. He said, oh, but word for word, the piyut for the second Shabbos Chanukah. So Rav Kook remembered that. That's where I read this. And so he happened to be in Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas. So b'mikre, they asked him, do you have something on Psochem? So he wrote. So he writes on this daf, on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Yerushalmi asks the same question. If you're all like Rabbi Abohu, it should come out that Chodesh should be also Banor. And the Mishnah says, b'feirish Chodesh, machal b'hemto, it's muta Banor. And you can sell it. Just a question, it's not right. Hashina letakola, if you sell it, the customers may eat it right away. They may not wait till Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer. But it's Muta Bano. How do you know it's Muta Bano? So the Babli says, you know, because it's Ksirchem Shalachem Tehei. Because it says Ksirchem with the Chof Mem. That's how the Gemara says later. How do you know that the Gemara says on a different thing, because it says Shalachem. I already forgot which one. Yeah. So the Yerushalmi asks the same question. How do you know that Chodesh is Mutar Bano? So the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. Rabbi Bo is klal, that kamokim shenemar. The whole klal only applies to two cases. Only Chometz B'Pesach and Shor HaNiskal. That's the whole klal. And all the other 10 cases are Yetzim in a klal. There are more exceptions to the rule than the rule. The rule only applies in the two cases. Shor HaNiskal, Chometz B'Pesach, Lerabbanan. According to Rabbi Yitzhak, really the klal only applies to one case. Shor HaNiskal doesn't even apply to Chometz B'Pesach. According to Rabbi Yitzhak, really Chometz B'Pesach is Mutar Bahano. And everything else is a Yetzim in a klal. So the Yerushalmi says that the klal of Rabbi Bo, Kamok M'Shenemer, etc. Osabana only applies if it's an absolute Issa. But Chodesh is only an Issa Lizman. It's only Issa for a couple of months until it comes the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Then it'll be Mutar. Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Ad Habayachem, if you bring the Minchas Omer, it becomes Mutar earlier in the day after Hakrabas Minchas Omer. Bizman that they didn't bring Minchas. 1 year, let's say, they didn't bring Minchas Omer for some reason or another. Or Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdush Kaim. So the there is no minchas ha'omer, so it's mutter at the end of the day. Ad bi'ad bechlal, ad etzem ha'yam is till the end of itzum shel yom, till the end of the daytime part of the day of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Yerushalmi says, since it's only an isur l'zman, so the klal of Rabbi Abo doesn't apply. So usually the achrayim understand that Yerushalmi to mean that chodesh is an isur gavra. All the other isuri Torah are in isur chefze. But how can you say if it's only an Issa Lizman, it doesn't make sense to say it's an Issa Chefze? If the Chefze has properties of Issa, how does it all of a sudden switch to become Mutter? So it must be it's only an Issa Gavra. That's what some Achrayim understood. If it's an Issa Lizman, it's only an Issa Gavra. And if it's an Issa not Lizman, a real Issa, it's an Issa Chefze. An Issa Chefze, that's when you say that Komok M'Shenem Ola Yochel is Echad Issa Achila Ve'isana. So that's very questionable. Is that really true? Which Yisurim do we know Arisa Gavra, and which do we know Arisa Chepza? So the first daf in the door in the Gemara said that's the difference between Neder and Shvua. Neder is an Issa Chepza, and Shvua is an Issa Gavra. When you look in Yerideya, the Mechaber quotes 2 days from the Tshuvas HaRashba. What about Nevela, Treifa, and Basa Becholov, and Gidal Nasha, and Kloya Kerem, and Orla? What about all the other Macholas HaSuras? Do you assume all the Yisurim Torah are Yisurei Chepze, and the one exception to the rule is Shvua, because the Lashon HaPasuk is Kira Neder Leser Yisur Al Nafshoi. Leser Yisur Al Nafshoi, beginning of Parshas Matnas, means that Shvua is an Yisur Gavra. Or do you say, no, all Yisur Torah are only Yisur Gavra. The one and only exception to the rule is Neder, and Manish Tana Neder. Why should Neder be the only one that's an Yisur Gavra, Yisur Chepze? So the answer is because Iker HaNeder is Behatvasa. When I say I take a neder that the cookie should be also b'achila. You have to add on hatfasa. I take a neder the cookie should be also b'achila like a korban. So since hegdish is in chepze, kedusha is in the chepze, that's a property that the chepze has. It's kodesh. So hegdish is in isa chepze. So since ikar a neder is b'hatfasa, even if I said I take a neder that the cookie should be also b'achila, I didn't say ke hegdish. So the Tur quotes from his father, from the Rush, that it's a yad for a neder. It's self-understood that what he really meant to say was the cookie should be also b'achila like a korban, should be also like hegdish. So even if he didn't say it, every neder has to be b'hatfosa with hegdish, and hegdish is an Issa Chepze. So that's a fundamental machlokes harishonim, whether all Issa Torah, aside from neder and shvua, the two that we know are neder and shvua. That's a gemara, the first piece of gemara in the Dorim. That neder is an Issa Chepze and Shvua is an Issa Gavra. And there are differences halacha l'maisa. So in Yerideya, they have this machlokes from the Tshuvas HaRashba, two opinions in Rishonim, whether all Issa Torah, all the things in the Sugya, Ev Menachai, Basim B'cholov, and Gid Anoshe, and Dam, and Chalev, and all the others, and Yayin Lenazir, and everything, and Truma Yisrael, is everything else an Issa Chepze, everything else is an Issa Gavra. So this biur that some Achrayim say, they say, that's what Yerushalmi meant to say, the klal of Rabba Bo, komokim shenem ala yochla vasochlu, echad isur achila v'echad isur hanoe, that only applies to Yisur Echepze. But by Anisa Lizman, since Chodesh is only Anisa Lizman, so this Asvara Nasen is that it's only Anisa Gab, it's not Anisa Echepze. So that's questionable whether that's pshat in Yerushalmi. But that's what some Achrayim interpret the Nirishami. So again, so the student, yeah.
But isn't Chametz also an Isser Lizman?
It's a good question. It's a good question. If you all like Reb Yudah, the Chametz she'ava olav ha-Pesach is also men ha-Torah. So when it comes Pesach, all Chametz in the world, even Chametz she'anochri, all Chametz in the world becomes Aser, and Chametz she'olav ha-Pesach is an Isser derais, even Chametz she'anochri. So if you all like Reb Yudah, we're safe. We don't pass on like Reb Yudah. We pass on like Reb Shimon. Chametz she'ava olav ha-Pesach is mutar men ha-Torah. It's only a penalty of the Rabbanim. So that's a very good question. That's it. So how can the Yerushalmi say whenever it's only an Issa Lizman? The rule of Rabbi Bo doesn't apply. Rabbi Bo said it to explain Chametz b'Pesach, and the Pashtus is that we paskan like Reb Shimon. The Chametz Shavala Pesach is Mutam and Atar. So it's also only an Issa Lizman. Good, good. Very good, Taina. Very good. Shows that there's something wrong with that pshat. Okay. Or this. Or the Bavli doesn't offer the Yerushalmi. Whatever. Good. Very good point. Okay, so again, so what are we talking about? All Isurei Torah. Well, what's all Isurei Torah too? Chametz b'Pesach and Sharan Niska. We're only talking about two. Everything else is a beferish pasuk that is mutar b'ana. So we're only talking about the two. How do you know that those two, Chametz b'Pesach and Sharan Niska, how do you know that they're also b'ana? So Chizkiya Rabba Bo had a machlok. So then the Gemara says, there was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that was on Chav Gimel and Beis. Ahumi Rabbanan, one of the Talmidim, was presenting in the presence of, who was it, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. He was presenting in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni the Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That what? He doesn't hold like Chizkiya. He holds that Yeochel doesn't mean, does not have the connotation of Yisrael Noah. He doesn't hold from, he holds on the Pasuk by Nevela. What does it say by Nevela? Vagevish harechem nana v'achal ha-machal ha-nachri. So he holds Dvarim Kichsavan. He holds like Rabbi Yudah, Dvarim Kichsavan. The Pasuk doesn't tell me that Nevela is muta b'hano. No, the Pasuk tells me that you're not allowed to give a matana to a nachri. It's not telling me that Nevela is muta b'hano. It tells me, some anos ha-muta, some anos ha-rasar, what anos ha-rasar, you're not allowed to give a matana to the nachri, lo sechanim. So he can't learn out from that pasuk. So then he can't learn out from the pasuk Lakelab Tashlichon Oso that says by treifa. Says you're not allowed to eat treifa. Basam basad treifa basachelo. Then it says Lakelab Tashlichon Oso. So the Gemara says Kel Tashlichon Oso shows that it's muta b'ano. Treifa is muta b'ano. But the pasuk Lakelab Tashlichon Oso also atamashluch Lakelab. The atamashluch shari surim Lakelab. So the word also should teach you the din of Rabba Bo, that only treifa is muta b'ano, and all other, kol yisurim, all other means the two, the chametz b'pesach and the shah niskal, all other yisuri achila, are also b'ano. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't hold from that rasha, also, atamash le'atmach kol yisurim, because he holds that chulam bazar is deraisa. So that pasuk, also, atamashlech, the atamashlech doesn't go on shari surim. It goes specifically on chula mazara, that it's also b'achila. So how do you know that all these yisuritah are rasa b'ano? So first, the Gemara suggested, based on the pasuk. So what was the pasuk? Kol chatas hashiyuv amidom ala kodesh pnima lo teyochel bo'esh tisarev. You're not allowed to eat it, b'esh tisarev. So first the Gemara said, why do you need b'esh tisarev? And he says, esir achatos darosh darash Moshe v'hinei sarof. V'ikzach Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Bnei Aharon. He says, madua lo achalta masachat v'mekom ha-kodesh. Why did you burn it? Why didn't you eat it? Madua lo achaltem. If it would have been brought to Al-Kodesh Panima, I understand that you would burn it. So you already have from that pasuk, it says, Vehinei Sarov, the bottom line, on Chav Gimel on base. It says, Vehinei Sarov, the Chatos. So Tosis corrects the Rashi. Rashi says that it's Soy and Achshan. Tosis says it's not correct. The Torah's Kanim says, Beferish, that it goes on the Soy Rosh Chedesh. It does go on the Soy and Achshan. Soy and Achshan was a Hirosh Shah. It was once in the history of the world that the Yud based in Siyim brought. Each one brought the exact same carbon the first 12 days in the Chodesh Nis. So that was the Hirasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Ichlu achatas eitzel hamizbech, despite the fact that they were all oinanim, because not the Rabbi who died, but they were told they have to eat it. Baninis yachlua. So that Hirasha, Baninis yachlua, only applied to the carbon that's Hirasha, to the soya and achshon. But it didn't apply to the soya Rosh Chodesh. And that's what Aaron HaKohen brought to the attention of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. Aaron HaKohen said that Doris Misho Loi Afinon. Kol HaTarukul, all the dinim blend in, they fit in to make one big pattern. So you can learn that Miden Echad L'Chavei, right? But you can't learn out a din L'Doris from a din that's Hoi Rasha. A Rasha means that it's an exception to the rule. It doesn't fit into the pattern. So the whole idea of learning out Miden Echad L'Chavei is based on the assumption everything blends in, but Hoi Rasha doesn't blend in. Doris Misho Loi Afinon. So that was what Aaron HaKohen brought to the attention of Moshe Rabbeinu. The soya and achshon, they are going to eat, but the soya Rosh Chodesh, they're not allowed to eat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did they burn it? Hey, lehuvas dam al kodesh penima. If it would have been huva dam al kodesh penima, he and Esorif would have been the right thing to do. Taisa says, it wouldn't have been the right thing to do. They would have had to wait till the next day. You need Ibur Tzura. It would have been still incorrect what they did, but it would have been correct that they burnt it. But it would have been incorrect. You should have waited till the next day. Whenever you have a carbon that's psula begufay, then you burn it right away. If it's bedama bebailim, if the carbon is the carbon per se is kosher, but you can't eat it because all the people who have the right to eat it are all tamei, are all the people or the dam was nishbach, and you can't retrieve the dam. So you whenever zorik the dam. The carbon per se, the besar carbon is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat the besar carbon until you do zrikas adam. You can't do zrikas adam. It was nishbach ala ritzma, went out to the amma and went out to the nachal kidron. So you can't retrieve it. It's all mixed in with the water. It can't be zorik the dam. So Tosfos says it was what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ein lo huva dam al kodesh penim. If it would have been huva dama, that it would have been correct that they burnt it, but it didn't happen. That's not why they burnt it. It wasn't because Huva is Dhamma. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if it would have been Huva Dhamma, that it would have been correct that they burnt it, but it would have been incorrect that they burnt it on the same day. They would have had to wait till the next day, till they had Ibur Tzura. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's what the Gemara asks. Why do you have the Pasuk and the other place in Vayikra, in chapter Vav? Kol chatas reshuvim adam v'kodesh penima bo'esh tisarev. I already have the Pasuk and Perek Yud in Vayikra. It says Vehine Sorov, and Moshe Rabbeinu was only upset because it wasn't Huva Dama. Ain't the Huva Dama. If it would have been Huva Dama, it would have been okay that it was Nisra. So why do you need the Pasuk repeated again? So the Gemara says, Emenu Inyan Lagufa, Tenehu Inyan. That's the Pasuk that tells you this Klal of Rabba Bo, that all these Suri Achila are also Asabahano. It doesn't mean. It really means asa bahanoa. It doesn't mean tisari. Kosher aniskal and chametz bepesach are not bisreifa. So that would be a menuinyan. That would have been a menuinyan. So then the Gemara says. So then what does the Gemara continue on the top of Chav Dalet again? What did we learn yesterday? But Kurdish, but Eishtis, maybe, why do you say everything is a Menu Inyan? The Pasuk was Chadashir Dama Kurdish, but Eishtis, Sarif is Meyuta. Matam Lama, but Eishtis, Sarif is a Menu Inyan, Lagufa. I don't need it. Because it already says in the other Parsha, in Shmini, Behine, Sarif, Hendelhuva is Dama. So I know that it's Bisrefa. So a Menu Inyan, Lagufo, it doesn't go, and Huva is Dama. Today, Huinyan, the Holy Serm Shabbat Torah. That the Asar Bahanoah. How do you know it's only Asar Bahanoah? Maybe it's Taka Bisreifa. No, Mar says it can be because it says Bakodish Ba'esh Tisareif. Only Bakodish Bisreifa, then call this Shurim Shabbat Arvisreifa. No, Chomiz B'Pesach and Sharon Niskal are not going to be Bisreifa. Sure. Then the Gemara says, is that what that phrase means? Bakodish Ba'esh Tisareif means that the mitzvah of Sreifa only applies to Pigal Noisatame, the Korbanis that apostle, and it only applies to Korban. It can't apply to Sha'an Niskal and to Chametz B'Pesach. How can you say that? But Rab Shimon says, quoted by the Braisa, Bakodesh Beishti Sarif, Bakodesh means the location It doesn't go on which Isuri Hanoa have to be burned. Bakodesh, Kosha Bakodesh Pasal. It doesn't go only Bakodesh Tisarif. And Chulin is not Bisreifa. No, it means when you burn the Pigon Lassetam, you have to burn it in the Azara. Even a Muri Kachim Kalam Arosa Kachim Kachim has to be burnt in the Azara. So the Gemara says that this Yalfusa doesn't work out. The Lima that the Talmud started to say, oh, there's something fishing over here, something wrong. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, Malay, so the Rebbe tells the Talmud, you said it over wrong, there's something wrong. We have a different pasuk, not Chizkiah, not Rabbah Bo, and not what you started to say, but a different Rosha. That what? It says, by the Miluim, in Mibasim, in Psalm Miluim, Araboiker, Boeshti Sarif. Do ye yachel, Boeshti Sarif. So he says, Ma tamalam alo yachel. What does it have to say? You don't eat it. That you're not allowed to eat. Noisar im yivaser. It was kachim kachim. So the zman is yom balaylo. So when it comes the morning, im yivaser, if it'll be left over, mipsar miluim, min alechem, araboike, till the morning, till alos hashachar, lo yeyachal ba'ish yisar. Ma tamalam lo yeyachal. Men, when you're in the gufa, doksib, saraptas anayse ba'ish. I have another parasha, it says in Chumash. In other places, it says that you burn noisar. What do you need? Another pasuk. The answer is Tanei Huinyan, the Shari Surim. Shari Surim means the two that we're talking about, Chomes, but Pesach, and Shoah Niska. Main Huinyan Lachila. It's talking about, we know it's also Bachila. We want to know that the Koli Surim Shavatara, these two, Koli Surim are the two, Shoah Niska and the Chomes, but Pesach, are also Bahano, Tanei Melano. So that's a Main Huinyan. Then the Gemara says, Makam Sreif, I'll call this Surim Shavatara. It says, no. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? That pasuk lo yeyachel. Hi, lo yeyachel. What? The pasuk imi vase mibsar hamiluim. Araberke lo yeyachel. That pasuk is not really needed to tell you that noiser is asa b'achila misreif. I know it already. So So what does it tell me? So it tells me that chametz bePesach and Shoah Niskal are also bano. So the Gemara says not correct. I'm a boy like the Rab Lozer. Rab Lozer made a statement. And lo yochik kodeshu tells me kol shabbat kodesh ba kol sablik nosesei alachi losai. That pasuk is needed for a different din. True, emeinu inyan. I don't need it to tell me that noisar is also b'achil los bano because I have other psukim. But it rather tells me, so how can you say that that pasuk is the mocker to tell me that kol isurim shabbator with these two, chametz bePesach and Shoah Niskal, are also b'ano? So the Gemara runs away from that pasuk. He's going to go back to the original pasuk. The original pasuk was, ein luhuvas dam al hakodesh pnima. Okay, the epoch. But the drasha is not the way the Talmud, the anonymous Talmud, Ahumi Rabbam, not the way the Talmud said over that the extra words in the pasuk Abba Eish Tisarif. No, the extra words Epech Fakir. The Lichta Beish Tisarif Laboy Lo Teyachel. Let it not say Lo Teyachel. Matan Lama Lo Teyachel. Menyan Legufoy. Emeno Inyan Legufoy. Whenever the carbon is possible, I know you're not allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Loza just said. Three narrow lines before the wide lines. So whenever you have a carbon, and you reserve the dam, bifnim, if you brought the dam, bifnim, into the heichal, so the whole carbon becomes possible. So that I know already. If huba dam ala kodesh pnima, I know that it's lo ye yachel, kol sheba kodesh possible. So why does it say there, lo yeyachal? It must be, it tells you all isurei Torah are rosa b'ano. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Your mocker is not correct. You tell me a whole mocker, mikro kama, the original person, that the word lo teyachal is miyuta. It's not miyuta. If you only know that Huvas Dama La Kodesh Pnima is possible. That's the other pasuk. And kol shebe kodesh possible, ba'al kasev litman ases alachilasai, then there wouldn't be any malchus. It's huvas dam ala kodesh pima. There wouldn't be malchus because that's a lap shebe chlalos. But now that you have a separate pasuk, that says, Kol Chatak Shivim Dam Al Kodesh Pinim Lo Yochel Ba'ish Tisarev, that's a lav. So that's the Yichud Lav. Then you would be like. So that's what we left off yesterday. At that point, what does it mean, lav Shebechlolos? So lav Shebechlolos, that's the whole third parak in Makkos Elohein Alokin, is based on the assumption, just to review again what we had yesterday, that in Chumish Dvarim Yidarshan Smuchim, and Kol HaTarkul Yoni Darshan Hekesh. Hekesh means you have two dinim written in the pasuk, the same pasuk, one next to the other. Smuchim, if you have two dinim written and two psukim, one next to the other. So the Darshan Smuchim are not, so only in Chumash Dvarim. Right. And Kol HaTarkul you don't. So this is in Chumash Dvarim. It says, V'hitzdikos HaTzarek V'Yeshua Sarasha V'Hayoyim Bin HaKoy Sarasha. If the Bezdin establishes that someone is a Rasha, then you have to give him Malkus. Who is a Rasha? Whoever votes for the other candidate is a Russia. Yeah, you have to vote for my candidate. He votes for everyone. Whoever doesn't hold like me is a Russia. So the Gemara says, no. Who is a Russia? Whoever violates an Avera that's similar to L'Sachsim Shabbidisha. Because that's the very next Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. It says right after V'Hayon Bin HaKoysa Russia, L'Sachsim Shabbidisha. So that's how you establish who gets Malkus. What's the rule? Who gets Misa? There is no rule for Misa. There's no Tzad HaShavah. All the different people, Achai Misa, there is no klal. That's why there's a rule. Ein Anshim Men Adin. You can't establish based on a Kal V'Chaimah that someone deserves an Anish Misa because we don't know that there is any klal. We don't know that you put everything all together and you get a Tzad HaShoveh. We don't have any klal. In Malkus, there is a klal. There's one pasuk that says whoever violates an Aver is similar to L'Sach Sim Shabbatishai gets a Malkus. So one of the dinim that has to be similar has to be, we pass, has to be a lav she'esh ba maisa. Because the tzachsim shabedisha is yesh ba maisa. Should be a lav anita glase, should be a lav anita na tashlumin. All the Rambam quotes all the rules. Should be a lav she'nit na saras misa bezin. So another rule is, a lav she'bechlolos en loikem olov. What does it mean, a lav she'bechlolos? So that's a big machloikes. Rav Lezer mimitz, Tosfos quotes Rav Lezer mimitz. And in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, this din, lav shebechlolos and loikem olav, it says on the side, in the margin, and loikem olav shebechlolos, on the right-hand margin, it says Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So there the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments on the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Lo sochlu al hadam, a difficult Pasuk. Lo sochlu al hadam. What is the Pasuk referring to? So the Gemara says, it refers to a lot of dinim. It refers, if you have a korban and you weren't zorik the dam yet, so lo sochlo al adam. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat the chatos, and the Israelim are not allowed to eat the shlomim until you do zrikas adam. Lo sochlo al adam. What else does it refer to? Sanhedrin shahargos hanefesh, ain't tamim klum kalos ayom. After the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, a dozen Sanhedrin Chav Gimel for dinim nefash administered the death penalty. So till the end of the day, they're not allowed to eat. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't make sense to administer the death penalty early in the morning. Then you make the members of the Sanhedrin fast the whole day. Why should they fast the whole day? So you wait to make the Gemara din an hour before Shkia, and then you give them the death penalty. So the Bezdin will fast for an hour. But there's no mitzvah to give them the death penalty. You don't say, Zviz Megdim in the mitzvahs. Give them the death penalty early in the morning. So then the Bezdin will have, the Sanhedrin will have to fast the whole day. That's also lo sochlo al adam. What else does it include? You're not allowed to eat from a behemah kodem shetetzei napsha. Lo sochlo al adam. If the behemah is jumping around, you're not allowed to eat. What else does it include? The Gemara says it includes one who eats before davening shachris. Lo sochlo kodem shetispalolu al dimchem. So the Meiri in Bava Metzia discusses, the Gemara, where is it in Bava Metzia? It says Bava Metzia kuf tezvov. And the margin, it gives you all the cross references where this din appears. That alav shebechlolos en loikem olav. So the Miri is in, maybe it's in Sanhedrin too. I remember it from Bava Metzia kuf tezvov. So the Miri raises an issue. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and everybody else, whether tefillah b'chol yom is the raisa the rabban. So according to the Rambam, there's a din minator yemuchiv to daven once a day, every day. So then the shach to say, lo sochlo al adam, lo sochlo kadem shetispalo al dimchem. not allowed to eat before you daven shacharis. You mechuyev to daven shacharis every day, once a day, every day. But if you all like the Ramban, that the whole chiyuv tefillah b'chol yom is only mid the Rabbanan, so how can you have a pasuk? Very nice. The chiyuv to daven is only mid the Rabbanan, but when you become bar mitzvah, you can't eat until you daven. So you say, you are mechuyev to daven min haTorah. So how can the Ramban say that davening is only mid the Rabbanan? So the Miri says, obviously, if you all like the Rabbanan, that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanan, so then this din, l'sechlo kodem shetzpal, is only an asmachta. It's only an asmachta. So what does it refer to? It refers to all the other dinim. Kodem, you're not allowed to eat from a korban before zrikas hadam, so then shahargas hanefesh, enam tamim klum kalos hayom. The Miri wants to patch it up. Maybe the kriyashma is their isa, the Miri says. Even though the Ramban holds that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanan, but reciting Kriya Shema is a din min haTorah. So maybe there is an issa min haTorah, not that you're not allowed to eat before you daven. You're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema. How's that fit with the word dam? If you hold like the Rambam, that tefillah b'chol yom is their isa, so you can interpret l'sech lo al adam, l'sech lo kodesh shetispala lo al dimchem. Before you daven Shema Nesrei of Shachris, you shouldn't eat. That's al adam. When you daven, that you should remain alive. Al dimchem. But if you like this meiri, that tefillah b'chol yom is only the rabbanon, and the pasuk means it's an issa. The raisa deep before you say Kriya Shema. How does Kriya Shema fit in with the word al adam? It's very questionable. So that's a discussion in the meiri. How can you darshan l'sech al adam kanish it tespal al dimchem? The old tefillah is only the rabbanon. The gemara sounds like it holds tefillah b'chol yom is the raisa, like the Rambam. Nobody agrees with the Rambam. So you have a pasuk l'sech lo al adam, and it refers to a lot of different things. So the Gemara there says in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, you don't get any malchus on any of these isurim because that's a lav shebichlolos. So what does it mean lav shebichlolos? What is the concept of lav shebichlolos? So Blesim and Mitz has one understanding, and the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah has a totally different understanding. Blesim and Mitz says, Rav Soloveitchik understood that the Rambam holds like this. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah and Shoresh Tes. So the Blazer Mimit says this pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat noisar, and you darshan kol shabbat kodesh pasuk ba kasev liten l'ses alachi losa. He said the ikib shutu shal mikra goes on noisar. Then the Gabi Noiser, the second Tesis from the top, Chavdala and Menalchim Amascha, Ho Ein Loikim. The Tesis says, "Betirat Rav Blazer Mimitz answered, Gabi Noiser Shemufurish Bikrodes of Esratas and Esveish Lo Yeyochin Kodeshu. It's not called a Lab Shemachlolus. The Pshuta Shal Mikra Yeloika An. Whatever is Gamkein included in the Pasuk, whatever the Torah Shemal Peh says, it's also included in the Pasuk." But it's not Pshut Shal Mikra, it's not Torah Shebichzav. So whatever is a drush of Torah Shebal Peh, that's what it means, Ein Loikim Alav Shebichlovus. If something is Gamze Nechlal Balav, this too is included based on the interpretation of the Torah Shebal Peh. But it's not included in the Lav Lefi Pshut Shal Mikra. So you only Loike on Pshut Shal Mikra. You're not Loike on whatever is also included. So how do Rav Blazer Mimitz read Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin L'soch Lal Adam? So he probably understands the Ramban on that pasuk writes, what's the Pshut Shal Mikra? All of these Pshutim don't seem to be Pshut Shal Mikra. L'soch lal adam, you're not allowed to eat before you daven shacharis kodem shetispalal al dimchem. It doesn't seem to be Pshut Shal Mikra. L'soch lal adam, you shouldn't eat the Besar HaKabonis before you zorek the dam. How does it fit into the words L'soch lal al adam? The Bezin shouldn't eat Bezin Shahargos HaNefesh. In toimim klum kalos ayom. Also, l'sochlo al adam. That's the pshut el shamikra. So the Ramban says pshut el shamikra refers to the following case. He's guessing. So he thinks there used to be a practice. Maybe he's not guessing. Maybe he read books on Avodah Zarah. So in the Sifri Avodah Zarah, so they write they used to have a practice. They knew that blood keeps the animal alive, and life is something. There's no such thing as spontaneous generation. You can't get life from nothing. So if there's life, so there must be a deity who brought life into the world. Because it can't come, yesh me'ayim. See, the communists were atheists. They didn't believe in God. So how can you not believe in God? Pasteur proved, Louis Pasteur proved, there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. So life has to come from another thing that's alive. So where did the original life come from? So you have to believe in God, that God created life. But the communists didn't believe in God. So they commissioned their scientists to disprove Pasteur. So the communist scientists proved that you can't have spontaneous generation. Right? You can't have spontaneous generation. For money, you can prove anything. For money, you can prove anything. So they proved it. I remember I took chemistry when I was a student in college. Rabbi Soloveitchik had a brother who was a little younger than him, Shmuel Soloveitchik. Had a brother who was much younger than him, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. So he was into learning. And Shmuel Soloveitchik was learned, a very learned person. He lived across the street from the yeshiva. He was married. He lived across the street. And he taught chemistry in the college. So I remember he was telling us, he gave the year that I had him, he taught chemistry for the non-science majors. He's giving the history of chemistry. It was interesting. So he was telling us about the communist commission, their scientists to disprove Louis Pasteur. So there's a Rambam we'll have to talk about on the last line, on Chav Dalan and Al, going over to Chav Dalan and Beis. Ochal Tzir Loka, Ochal, what does it say? Ochal Putisa Loka Arvin, the Mola Loka Chomish Tzir Loka Shesh. There are certain animals that if you eat it, you get 4 times malchus, 5 times malchus, 6 times malchus. What is it all about? You get so many times malchus. So the Rambam interprets, if the Chumash repeats the same din many times, you don't get many times malchus. That's all the Goyim and all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They say, if the Chumash writes the same thing 5 times, you get malchus 5 times. So the Rambam says, no. If you have a kefil ha-mitzvah, kefil ha-lav, it's only counted once in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, you only get 1 malchus. Lav ra'ala b'shnei lavin means it's for emphasis, but it doesn't mean that you get 2 malchus. Lav ra'ala b'shnei lavin, lava, the Gemara says the concept, lav ra'ala b'shnei lavin, in the first daf in Perek Hazel Neshech, the Gemara there, Samach Aleph Amun Aleph, I think it is. So there's a tesis there, Samach Aleph Amun Aleph, Bab Metzia, Dibra Maschel, lav ra'ala b'shnei lavin. What is the Gemara talking about there? The Gemara says, why do you need 3 lavim in the Chumash? Lo sigzol. Then you have an iser of oino. Then you have an iser of ribis. Isn't it all the same thing? You're not allowed to take money that you're not entitled to. Lo sigzol and oino and ribis. So the Gemara says, lavra ala bishnei lav, lavra ala bishlosh alav. So Tosfos comments on that, the Gemara, the only time you apply this klal, there's such a concept. You have a pasuk repeats the same thing 3 times, and it's lav ra'ala b'shnei lav. So it says you only say that if you get many times malchus. If it's a lav shame, but ma'aseh, you're not going to get malchus anyway. Then it wouldn't make sense to say lav ra'ala b'shnei lav. You only can say lav ra'ala b'shnei lav if it'll have enough kamina ledina that you have extra malchus. That's a one line thesis. And as our Neshech, the first Amud Aleph, as our Neshech begins on an Amud Beis, Samach Amud Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Lamali la beribis, la behino, and la begezel, la verola bishnei lam, la verola bishnei shalom. So they say, because there's Malkus, that's what you can say. That's against the Rambam. The Rambam holds whenever it's la verola bishnei lam, and it's only counted as 1 lav in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, and there's only 1 Malkus, not 2 times Malkus. We pointed out that Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Tmura, and Beis Amud Aleph in Chulin, last year we learned Chulin, Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin, and the opening Mishnah in Tmura, it says, one who violates Tmura is Sofik Esar Arboim, against 1 Malkus. So Tosfos asks, why is only Sofik Esar Arboim? It should be Lav Ra'ala B'Shnei Lavim, because it says, Lo Yachlifenu Lo Yamarosa, there are 2 Lavim. So he should get twice 40 Malkus. He should get 80 Malkus. Why is it only say Sofik Esar Arboim? It should say Sofik Shmonim. So Tosfos works on the kasha. According to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. Lav ra'ala b'shnei lavin is a kefil alav. You only get 1 malchus. Minyan ha-mitzvah, you only count it once. That's a pella. Why the Rambam, the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam asks, why did the Rambam count bal yirod, bal yemotze as 2 lavim? Isn't it exactly the same thing? So that's what we raise the possibility based on the Rashi on the first daf. Over here, Chof Aleph Amun Aleph, the Gemara sounds like it says, that's why Rashi just spells out what it sounds in the Gemara. if I know that my animals, I have mice in the house, I have rats running around the house, I have all kinds of pets running around the house, and I know that the animals hid chametz somewhere in a crack in the wall. If I hid the chametz, I know where I put it there. So that's bal yirah. If I didn't hide it, the animals hid it, but I know it's there. So Rashi writes, you're only in violation of bal yimotze, but you're not in violation of bal yirah. So then according to Rashi, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Rashi just saying, well, but the Gemara. So then there's no question why the Rambam counted it twice. It's not a kefil alav. The one lav covers, bal yimotze covers much more than bal yirah. Bal yirah only appears if it's an invisible location, by matzah, even if it's hiding somewhere, even if the animal's hidden. But that's an issue with the Rambam. Why the Rambam counts bal yirah by matzah as two lavim is not in contradiction to his klal. The Rambam wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs by way of introduction to the Mishnah Torah. So he lists off what, in his opinion, are the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. And then, by way of introduction to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he has the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gives the 14 Sharoshim, the 14 klalim, 14 guiding principles that determine what belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and what not. So Shorish Tes is one of the more famous Sharoshim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Shorish Tes, the Rambam talks about Lav Shebechlovos. He talks about if you have a Lav repeated many times, Kefal Alav, or if you have one Pasuk, but it has five different interpretations. Like we had Loi Sechanim. So we had three interpretations in Loi Sechanim. You're not allowed to give matnas chinim to a nochri like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir. And the third din was leisachen be'enechem. The word leisachanim, the verb sechanim, comes from loshen chen, comes from loshen chanaya, and comes from loshen chinam, all three. But you only count it as one mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs. Three different isurim, you only count it as one mitzvah. So Shoresh Tes, the Rambam talks about both of these. They're really different. One pasuk that has many different interpretations, like L'soch Lal Adam. You have one pasuk and it has quite a few different interpretations, K'rochok Mizrach M'mayrav. They're very different from each other. And then you have a Kefla Lav. You have the pasuk repeats the same thing several times. Like it says, you should wear tefillin shal yad, tefillin shal rosh. He says it four times. It says in Kadesh V'yoh Kiviyacha, Shema V'yam Shemoya. So it says, all four parshas, it says you have to wear tefillin shal yad, you have to wear tefillin shal rosh. So the deal counted, there are four mitzvahs to wear tefillin shal yad, four mitzvahs to wear tefillin shal rosh. That's how the Gemara says. And the Rambam says, yeah, it means that it's repeated so many times for emphasis, but it's only counted as one mitzvah, a minyan mitzvah. So the Rambam puts these two aspects in one essay, in Shorish Tes of the 14 Sharoshim. In the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, he talks about when you have a pasuk repeated several times, when you have one pasuk, but it includes several different prohibitions. So the Ramban writes on Chumash on this pasuk, L'soch Lal Adam, he says the, So the Rambam says on this Gemara, Ocho putisa loika arba, nemola loika chumash, tzira loika sheish. That's the last line of Chavdal and Manala going over to Amud Beis. So the Rambam is trying to figure out what are all the different malkas. Just because, so Rashi, Tosfos, and all the Gaonim say, because the pasuk repeats many times, not the Yiddish Eretz. So according to how many times the pasuk repeats it, that's how many times you get malkas. The Rambam disagrees. If you have a kefil alav, you only get once malkas. So how come you get four times, five times, six times malkas? Rambam says, no, there's one lav not to eat sheretz hamayim, a tray for fish. There's one lav not to eat sheretz ha'of, a tray for bird, fowl. One lav not to eat sheretz ha'oritz, a tray for animal that runs on the ground. So if you have an animal which is sheretz ha'mayim, sheretz ha'of, it flies and it swims and it crawls on dry land. So it's all three. So that's three times malchus, because it's sheretz ha'mayim, sheretz ha'of, and sheretz ha'oritz. And then he says, so what's the other? How do you get four times, five times, six times? So he says, he quotes from the Sifra, then there's another lav not to eat an animal that's spontaneously generated. And then the Rambam says, and don't tell me that scientifically such a thing doesn't exist. Anybody knows ABC of science knows that there is such a thing. Everybody knows that there is such a thing as spontaneous generation. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rabbanim were all taken aback when Pascal proved us, when, what's his name? Pasteur, Louis Pasteur proved no such thing as Matenu's generation. So they were all upset. The Rambam said, and everybody knows the ABC. The Rambam holds that there's a law in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat a sheretz that's spontaneously generated. So according to the Pasteur, it doesn't exist. So that's what Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik told us when the communists commissioned their scientists to disprove Pasteur. So a lot of Rabbonim were so happy. Finally, they saved the Rambam. So he made a comment to us. Professor Soloveitchik said, Azoch en Avei, that we're rejoicing that the communists that don't believe in, the atheists that don't believe in God, so if you don't believe in God, how can it be that there's life in the world if there's not spontaneous generation? So they're proving that there can be spontaneous generation. So that's in order to support atheism. They proved that Pasteur is wrong. So the Rabbonim are rejoicing because the atheists defended atheism. That's ridiculous. Ashver Rambam. We know Pasteur is right, that no such thing as spontaneous generation. And we don't accept the Rambam's fact that the Rambam quoted as Sifro, that one of the loving goes on spontaneous generation. So the Ramban writes like this on the Pasuk, Nosoch lo al Adam, the Ovdi Avodah Zarah saw that the blood circulation keeps the animal alive. That's the Pasuk, Ki Adam hu anefesh, the blood circulation keeps the animal alive. And life of an animal, life can't come yesh meyayim. There's no such thing as spontaneous generation. So it must be that there's elokus. There's somewhere there's elokus that's bringing life into existence. So they used to believe in Avodah Zarah. Okay, they didn't know that there's one invisible God controls everything in the world. So they thought that there's some elokus involved in the dam that keeps animals alive. So when they would slaughter an animal, they would gather together a puddle of blood and we'd all sit around together in a circle. And they would recite some incantations and they would pray to their Avodah Zarah. So that's the Pshuto Shon Mikra, Losoch Lal Adam. Pshuto Shon Mikra means you're not allowed to sit around in a circle and eat with the puddle of dam in the middle as the Avodah Zarah used to do. It's written in Chumash together with Losoch Adam Lasenachshav Losonein. All has to do with voodoo, with magic, with black magic that the Avodah Zarah had in the Middle East and the Far East and so on. And all of the comments of the Torah Shebal Peh, Sanhedrin Shehargos HaNefesh, and you're not allowed to eat the Mehem HaKadosh V'Teitzei Nafsha, and you're not allowed to eat from the Besar HaKarbonis before Zrikas Adam, you're not allowed to eat before Yudavin, all of these are additional levels of interpretation. So that's how Rav Lezer Mimitz understood it. Whatever is Pshuto Shel Mikra, you get Malkus for. Whatever is Alav Shebechlolos, Gamze Kalul Bahalav. This too is included. But it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's only known through the Torah Shebal Peh's additional level of interpretation. So that, you don't get Malkus. So that's Rav Lezer Mimitz understood. So he says, the Ika Pshuto Shel Mikra in this Pasuk is that you're not allowed to eat Noisar, the Pasuk in Shmos. It goes that you're not allowed to eat Noisar. It also includes Rav Lezer's comment, Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, there's a law on any korban that's possible. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is only talking about Noisar. So on Noisar, you'll get Malkus. On the drasha of Rav Lezer that included in the Pasuk is any Psulei HaMikdashim, that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's Torah Shebal Peh, so that you wouldn't get Malkus for. The Ramban has a comment in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, the Chazal never said, ein by mikra ela pshuto. They said, ein amikra yotimidei pshuto. Rav Kahane was a Talmud learning in the yeshiva for many years. I think he says he learned 16 years, something like that, in Gemara and Shabbos, in the Samach Gimel or something. Rav Kahane says he learned by his Rebbe so many years, and he never knew that ein amikra yotimidei pshuto. He never knew that pshuto shel mikra is also true. He always thought only the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh are emes. And the Pshuto Shel Mikra is irrelevant. Till one fine day after 16 years, the Rebbe said, no, Ein HaMikra Yotimidei Pshuto. Pshuto Shel Mikra is also Machayiv. You have to observe that too. But he said, the Chazal never said, Ein BaMikra Ela Pshuto. They didn't say the only true Pshat is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Droshes of the Torah Shebal Peh are certainly true. Even the Pshuto Shel Mikra is also true. Right? So we have a lot of Psukim that we're not sure what the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Like it says, Lo Seitzeh in Parshas Mishpatim. Lo Seitzeh Ketzeso Avodim. If you buy an Amo Evriya, Lo Seitzeh Ketzeso Avodim. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara Kiddushin, if he doesn't have, Amar Evriya doesn't have a Yitzir B'Shem B'Yayin. If you knock out Shem B'Yayin, Abed Ebe K'naini, or Shivcha K'nainis, the Yotzeh B'Cheres. But if you knock out Shem B'Yayin, Abed Amo Evriya, she doesn't go free, and that's how you read pshat. Lo seitzei kitzeis ha'avodim. She doesn't have a yetzia lecherus kitzeis ha'avodim like an eved k'nayni has. And then not only does it apply to a girl, and on my read, the pasuk goes about a girl. We have a pasuk kimach lo chachicha ha'ivriya. Hikish ibi liivriya, so just like an Amma Ivriya is not yotze b'shem yayin, so an Eved Ivri is also not yotze b'shem yayin. So that's pshuta shal mikra. Lo yseitzi kitzeis ha'avodim, she doesn't have a yetzia lecheres. So the tour asks, what's pshuta shal mikra? The tour has a pirish on chumash. Every so often he quotes his father, the Rosh, and a lot of times he gives his own pshutim. So he says, no, the pshuta shal mikra means the following. If you have an Amma Ivriya, she's a girl. So Mishum Dakat Sneus, you can't send it to the post office to please mail a letter. It's a long, it's not local, it's airmail territory as well. So you don't have the stamp. So you shouldn't send it to the post. It's not their heritage to ask the girl to do some work outside of the house. They ask her to wash the dishes and to diaper the babies and to wash the windows, that's okay. Or to cook the cholent for Shabbos, that's okay. But to go out of the house, that's not the Acheres. Let's say it's a Ketzeis HaAvodim. What Rashi quotes, she doesn't have a Yetzir L'Acheres. That's an additional level of interpretation that the Torah Shemalpeh is adding on. But it's not really Pshuto Shal Mikra. So that's what Rav Lezer Nemitz says. Lab Shebechlolis means if you have a Pasuk, so Pshuto Shal Mikra is... Again, what's the pasuk in Shmos Chavtes? Mivasim b'psar miluim en alechem arabaker lo teyachel b'eishi sarev lo yeyachel b'eishi sarev. The pshut shal mikra goes that you're not allowed to eat noisar. Also included is what Rav Lozer said. Gamzek kolul b'ha pasuk. That's labshe b'chlolos. Gamzek kolul b'ha. Kol she b'kodesh pasuk b'ha kasev lutin lo sese al achilos. But if gamzek kolul, then en loikim olav. That's really only Torah Shabbal Peh. You only get Malkus on Pshuto Shal Mikra on Torah Shebichsav. So the same thing would be by Lo Seach Lo Adam. The Pshuto Shal Mikra is like the Ramban says, they sit around in a circle and they have a puddle of blood in the middle and they're reciting incantations because they know that Dam kicks the animal alive and life doesn't come Yesh Mayan. There must be some power, some mysterious hidden power, Elikus, that brings life into the world because they knew that there's no spontaneous generation. So they would have some kind of religious ceremony with the dam in the middle. So that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. If you do that, you take get Malkus. But if you violate any of the other things, you eat from the behemoth Kodim Shetetze in Afsha, you eat from the Kodim before Zerika Sadam, eat before you daven, the Sanhedrin eats the day that they gave Din and Nefoshes. These four Labma also included in the post, but it's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. So that you wouldn't be like. So that's what Rav Lezer Nemitz says. And Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says you don't get Malkus for the love of Soch Lal Adam. So this is there is bothered with Akasha. How come you get, the din is one who does Malach on Shabbos is Chayv Skila, one who does Malach on Yontem is Chayv Malkus. Gemara is like that. A person does Malach, the Heter Rechel Nefesh, the Heter Mitoch, but whenever you did a Malach on Yontem, when there was no Heter, no Rechel Nefesh, and no Mitoch, and no machshire, whatever, machshire achon nefesh. So then you'll be like it. The Gemara says, "Do malach on yontiv." So Tosfos asks the kasha, but the pasuk lo sasa kol malach on yontiv includes 39 malachas. So 39 different isurim. So why is not a labshe bechlolus? So Tosfos answers, labshe bechlolus means if something is pshuto shal mikra, that's Reb Lezer Nemitz's definition. If something is pshuto shal mikra, and the other thing is also included. Through an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shabbal Peh, so then you only get Malkus on the Pshuto Shal Mikra. So Tosfos says, which one of the 39 Malachas are you going to say? He says, La Sasaka Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Yonder. Which one is Pshuto Shal Mikra? And which one is also added on? They were all equal. All the Lamentes and Malachas are equal. They were all included in Pshuto Shal Mikra. So Tosfos said, just because the Pasuk includes 39 Isurim, that's not called Abshe Bechlomos. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs understood that's what it means, Lav Shebechlomos. He doesn't say, like Rav Lezer Nemitz, whatever's Pshuto Shal Mikra, you're like it. Whatever's an additional level of a drosh of a Torah Shabbat Peh, you're not like it. He doesn't learn like that. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah learns, whenever you have a pasuk, one pasuk, let's say, Lo Sechanim, and includes three different, totally different things. Lo Yisechem Me'enechem, and not to give chanoi bekarka and not to give a matnas chinam. So the Ramban holds that you're not loike on anything. You're not loike on any of them. Why? Because that's lav shebechlovus. We have one pasuk, and it includes many different isurim. So you're not loike on anything because it's not dumi the lav the chasima. What about the kasha on yomtiv? There are 39 different malachas. The Ramban says it's all shem echad. That's what Tosis says. You're not allowed to eat nivlas behema, nivlas ha'oif, and nivlas chaya. So if I eat a third of a kezais on nivlas behema, a third of a kezais on nivlas ha'oif, and a third of a kezais of nivlas chaya, would I be loika or not? So the answer is, yeah, Tosis says, all shem echad. If it's shmaseim shavim and shirim shavim, shir is kezais by nivlas behema, nivlas ha'oif, nivlas chaya, shir is the same, and the shem ha'isu is the same, shem echad. So since it's all shem echad, so the one mitzvah from yachad for the kezias, and since it's shem echad, it's nevela, so it's not a lav shebechlolas. So that's what the Ramban says. The lamed tes of his malachas, they're not 39 different isurim. It's 39 ways to do malacha. It's one isur malacha, 39 oifanim to do a malacha, but it's not 39 shemis isurim. It's not like chel v'dam. That's a question. On Shabbos, the 39 malachas, there's a din of chiluk malachas. Let's say a person eats chelav adam behelam echad, the shemus machlokim, so he has to bring two different chatos. One chatos for chelav, one chatos for dam. He violated two different isurim. Each isa has kares, so kosher is done a kares, he gives a chatos. So the shabbos is, what about a person violates two different malachas on Shabbos? He violates all the 39 malachas on Shabbos. He knows today's Shabbos, but he didn't know about any of the malachas. So the Gemara says, Chayv Lamates Malachas. That's called Chilub Malachas L'Shabbos. Chayv 39 Chatos. So the question is, why is that? So Rav Menachem Zemba has a famous Sefer, Tzotzos. Rav Menachem Zemba was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was a Polish goyim, but he was a goyim agoyim. He knew how to talk and learn it like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He knew how to talk Briska L'Shanes also. He knew like all the styles of learning he knew. He was a goyim adin, Nebuch. He was killed young. And the little that we have from him, most of his writings were destroyed by the Nazis. Most of it was burnt. We have very little left for him, but it's all Geoina. So he has a sefer on Melech HaShabbos that's called Toitzoas Chaim. His father-in-law's name was Chaim. His father-in-law used to support him. Then the father-in-law passed away. So he had to run the hardware store. That's a, he worked for a living. He ran his father-in-law's hardware store. So he published the sefer in memory of the father-in-law Toitzoas Chaim. It's all about Hoitzoah. So one of the short, thin little sefer, it's very fundamental sefer. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote a lot from the Tzoras Chaim. Everybody uses the Tzoras Chaim. So he has one essay where he shows this is a machlokes harishonim. Rav Soloveitchik gave the first shiur on Masechet Shabbos was on this topic. What is chiluk malachas all about? Is it that the lamedes malachas are 39 different isurim or the 39 ways to violate malachas? Is it really one issa? Is it shem echad or the shemus machlokim? So it's a machlokes. This machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban. Ramban holds that on Yontif, all the 39 malachas are all shem echad. So that's why it's not a lav shebechlolos. If you have a pasuk that the pshutul shel mikra has three, like losochla ladam has, that's a big example. Let's say, what do we say? Losochanim. We have three different interpretations on losochanim. So the Ramban holds that would be a lav shebechlolos. All three. The Chumash was written in such a way that the verb Losochanim has three interpretations, Miloshen Chayim, Miloshen Chinam, Miloshen Chanaya. So the Rabban holds that would be a lav shebechlolos. So how come if you eat, how come Nevela, Nivela Soif, Nivela Speim, and Nivela Chay? It's all Shem Echad, it's all Nevela. But right, then it's Darfim Zem Zem. A third of a Gezais of Nivela Speim, a third of a Gezais of Nivela Soif, a third of a Gezais of Nivela Chay. It's all Mitzdarfim. So the Ramban says if you eat, the pasuk l'selcha kol nevela, it includes all the nevela. It's all shem echad. And he says, malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's all shem echad. It's all in isa malacha. There are 39 ways to do malacha. And other Rishonim say that Tosfos Rid, Menachem Zemekos, Tosfos Rid says, no, that there's chiluk malachas for Shabbos because it's like chelav adam, the mamash like different isurim, the 39 different isurim. It's not that the 39 ways that it's called malacha. That's a fundamental machlokes. What's the definition of lav shebechlolos ein loike malach? Okay, Belineta, tomorrow we will continue. If you have a chance, take a look. The last daf on the first perek in Erevin. The Gemara has a machlokes. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumen, Alpai Mamas, Deraisa, do you get Malkus if you go Chutz L'Tchum? Tchumen is based on the Pasuk, Al Yetze Yishmim Komo. So the Taisus has a pshat that has to do with this Rav Lezer Mimitz. Taisus learns the Gemara there, which is Pshutu Shal Mikra, which is the additional level of interpretation. Al Yetze Yishmim Komo Bayamashvi goes on Hoitzor or goes on Chutz L'Tchum. So believe now that tomorrow we'll start from that. Okay. Should all be healthy?
I'm ready.